Chapter 13. I pushed through Sal's front door and went to the long case filled with steaks and ground meat patties and twine-bound roasts. Sal gave me a welcoming smile.
What can I do for you?
I was at Kuntz's buying a blender. I held the bag up for him to see. And I thought I'd get something for supper while I was here.
Sausage? Fresh fish? Nice piece of chicken?
Fish.
I got some flounder just caught off the Jersey shore.
Probably it glowed in the dark. That'll be fine. Enough for two people. Somewhere in the back a door opened, and I could hear the drone of a truck motor. The door clanged shut, and the motor noise disappeared. A man entered from the hallway beside the walk-in, and my heart jumped into triple time. Not only was the man's nose smashed, but his entire face looked as if it had been pressed flat, as if it had been hit with a frying pan. I couldn't know for sure until Morelli took a look, but I suspected I'd found the missing witness. I was torn between wanting to jump up and down and make sounds of excitement and wanting to bolt and run before I was hacked up into chops and roasts.
"Got a delivery for you," the man said to Sal. "You want it in the lockup?"
"Yeah," Sal said. "And take the two barrels set by the door. One of them's heavy. You'll need the dolly."
Sal's attention turned back to the fish.
"How you gonna cook these fillets?"
he asked me.
"You know you can pan fry them, or bake them, or stuff them. Personally, I like them fried. Heavy batter, deep fat."
I heard the back door close after the guy with the flat face. "Who was that?" I asked.
"Lewis. Works for the distributor in Philly. He brings up meat."
"And then what does he take back in the barrels?"
"Sometimes I save up trim. They use it for dog food."
I had to grit my teeth to keep from flying out the door. I'd found the witness. I was sure of it. By the time I got to the Nova, I was dizzy with the effort of restraint. I was saved. I was going to be able to pay my rent. I'd succeeded at something. And now that the missing witness was found, I'd be safe. I'd turn Morelli in and have nothing more to do with Ziggy Kalesa. I'd be out of the picture. There'd be no reason for anyone to want to kill me, except, of course, Ramirez. And hopefully, Ramirez would be implicated sufficiently to put him away for a long, long time.